This is a third part of the Learning Development Centre recordings that are going to help you write your construction, development and economics assignment. So far, we have looked at the general criteria you need for the analysis after going for a general interpretation of the brief. We have also looked at adding criteria that are specific to your project, and we have looked at ways of making the criteria more specific and formulating specific questions that allow you to decide whether the project has been disastrous or successful. The next step then is to think about points of comparison for each of your criteria. For any specific criterion, what would actually mean success and what would mean disaster? Let's have a look at an example. If you have the question, did the project have a positive effect on the local economy? You could first have a thought just by yourself based on your previous knowledge what a positive effect on the local economy could be. Some of the points you might come up with would include more local jobs. It could include more income for local businesses, which then in turn could mean more tax return for them, and that would mean more money to spend on the local area. Or it could also mean an increase in the number of local businesses, which would have a similar effect in terms of more tax return from them and then more money to spend. The opposite, the negative effect, could also be broken down into these smaller bits. It could mean fewer local jobs, less income from the local businesses, and less income because more local businesses fail. So the next step for you would be to look at all the questions you have and try to formulate what would be a positive answer to them and what would be a negative answer to them. In the first instance, try to do this just from your own background knowledge. Once you have done this, please return to the recording. Starting this process of figuring out the points of comparison from your own knowledge is a good way of activating what you already know. But it won't be enough. You will also need to do some reading. Quite often, you won't be able to find texts that look just very specifically and narrowly at the questions you have. So you will have to use texts that engage with these questions in a wider context. But while you are reading these texts, you can have a thought about what they mean for your own project. In the file, you have a text from the Scottish Government. I have picked this because it looks at the impact of construction investment on economic output. So it looks at the kind of economic result people want to have from investment into construction. Have a look at the text yourself first. Once you have done this, please return to the recording and go to the next page of the Word file, because there I am giving you an account of my thoughts while I am reading this source with respect to the assignment and the example project that you're working on. Let's have a look at this source together. I'll try to explain the brief comments I have added to the file. One of the first things I noted was that the definition that they use is not just a Scottish one, but a UK one. So that is quite nice because it gives you an idea of what kind of economic impact construction has, and it gives you the whole authority of two governments behind this. This is definitely positive. In comment two, they are talking about the positive impact that construction can have. Now, this is quite promising because you could say that your project was expected to have this and then go into further detail. But I am a bit unsure about this because they are not really explaining how they are coming up with this positive evaluation. So maybe this is something that raises more questions than it answers for the moment. They are also mentioning, and I'm referring to comment three here, to the supply chain. Now, this is something that doesn't give you any answers for your project, but it tells you that you could have a look at how local the supply chain for the V&A project would be, for example. This is further supported by comment 4. Comment 5 suggests that the involvement of local industries can take place in terms of the design, the procurement and the assembly. Now again, this does not give you an answer for your project, but it allows you to formulate various benchmarks. A high proportion of local involvement in the design will have a positive effect on the local economy. Similarly, a high proportion of local procurement and assembly will have a positive effect. So you can make the criteria for what is good and what isn't good more precise again with the help of this text. When you're then describing these criteria, don't forget to cite this source as the source for knowing that this is important. So make sure you keep track of where you're getting your information from. With comment 6, I'm looking at the expectation of how much impact construction should have. These are interesting figures, but because they relate to Scotland as a whole, I'm not quite sure whether they can be extrapolated to a local environment. So maybe I would stay away from these figures for the moment. Further down in comment 6, they are looking at the impact of construction on increased local household income. Again, this does not give me any information about the specific project, but it tells me that one of the criteria can be, has household income in Dundee increased? Or maybe in some households. So again, I can add to what I need to find out. Comment 8 actually raises a further question, because they are looking at a national level and then they are looking at the generally described geographical area of the project. This makes me wonder how I would define the local area for the project in Dundee. Again, not an answer, but a question I can ask. And once I have decided that, I can add this to my project and to my assignment. Comments 9 and 10 then relate to potential dangers or potential negative impacts on the economy. Again, it's doing this at a national level, so I would need to think about it on a local level. But this could mean asking how much of the business has leaked away from the Dundee area, for example. The last one also makes me wonder about how they define pain. So again, I don't have an answer, but I can figure out at this stage what they mean with the day-to-day pain and in the local supply chain, and then see whether this is something that happened in Dundee or not. As you can see from my annotated reading of this source, it hasn't given me many answers yet, but it has raised further and more specific questions, and it has given me an idea of what would be positive or negative local impact to some degree. Now, this is just one source. Obviously, I would have to read many more for the assignment. At this stage, what I would like you to do is to continue reading sources that help you clarify your criteria and help you set benchmarks of what positive impact would be or what negative impact would be. To collect the findings from your reading, I'm suggesting using a table which is included in this Word file. You could use one table for each of the bigger criteria you want to look at. The table gives you space to look at specific questions. What would positive local impact be? And the table gives you space to think about what you already know about this. As the next step, do some more reading around your own project and try to fill in the first two columns of this table for each of the bigger areas. Once you have finished this, please return to the recording to look at evaluating the project based on your own criteria. At the beginning, we have said, or I said rather, that we would first look at the analysis. Now, you might wonder, because we haven't really done any analysis of your specific project yet, but what we have done so far is to create the basis for this analysis. Once we have this, let's return to the description. But now that you know what your criteria for analysis are, you know what you need to describe. So if you look at your table, you have questions and you have a bit of background to these questions and benchmarks what would make good or disastrous performance on each of these criteria. Now, continue to do some reading, but focus on your project. What happened during your project with regard to these criteria? So say, for example, if you're looking at the local economic impact, is there any data that suggests that there are more local jobs after the V&D has opened? Is there any data that suggests that any of these local jobs are better because they create more long-term employment, or they create better paid employment, or employment with very good working conditions, for example? Following your questions, try to find out what happened during your project. That means you will probably have to pause this for quite a long time now while you're filling in column 3. You could either decide to work on each overall criterion individually and then do column 4, or you could work on all of them and then later return to column 4. Both are possible. I would suggest, though, that you at least fill in column 3 for one overall project before you return to the recording. Now, you know what you're looking for and what you need to analyse, and you know what happened to the project. This is the stage where no further reading is required. But you can then now focus on what this means for your project. So comparing what would make good or bad performance on a criterion and what actually happened, what's your verdict? For each of your questions, would you analyse this minor area as a success or a failure? In other words, you can now work on column 4. Once you have filled all the columns in for all your criteria, please return to the last bit of the recording.